This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That I am joined in studio right now by friend of the program and one of the voices of Nationals baseball, Dave Jagler is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. He will be on the air tonight, 6:15 pregame with Charlie, as I mentioned, for Nats baseball. But he's kicking it with us first on his way over to the ballpark.
I'm my own pregame show.
That's right.
And I'm nervous. Usually I'm on with you for 3 minutes. I'm going to fill an hour?
We're going to
break down the 7, 8, 9 hitters for an hour.
Right.
Is that right?
And Alex Call is the only thing we're going to cover.
For a full hour.
56 awesome. Minutes of Alex Call. No, everyone, please. That's not what we're doing, I promise. Maybe for a minute or two. But it is good to have you, first of all. Welcome. What do you think? It's been a while since you've been in our studio. We've dressed it up a bit.
What do you think of my headphones?
Those are nice. Those look old school.
Mid-90s, I bought these.
Did you really?
I've not done talk radio in like 20 years.
Where did you purchase those headphones, do you think, if you had to
Circuit City?
I was going to say a store that doesn't exist anymore.
Radio Shack?
So people may not know, you did daily talk radio at one point in time.
Yes. Charlotte, North Carolina, mid to late 90s, did morning talk radio, which I was terrible at because I like to watch games at night. So it's 11 p.m., midnight. Now I got to go to sleep and wake up at 4 in the morning or 4:30. I'm on the junkie schedule. No shot.
I don't think I could ever do a morning show, and I give them so much credit because, first of all, how early you've got to wake
right.
up is a, I mean, that is a, that takes years off your life. Like, no exaggeration. That is brutal. But on top of that, like you, not only am I a night owl, I watch everything, and I've got to.
You've got to be prep. I mean, you know I'm a preparation guy.
Absolutely.
So, like, I can't go to bed and not have watched the game I'm going to talk about the next day.
So now you're on a couple hours of sleep, basically.
Terrible. And then my son was born around that time, and it's like, can we match up our nap times around noon after the show is over? I was a zombie.
But you're doing
for
it
two
right
years.
Anyway. Get out of the talk game. Get into the booth.
Be at the game. I'd rather be at the game calling the game than talking about the game the next day. Now, nightmare story from my first talk experience, Charlotte, mid-90s. I was the update guy, but I would fill in on the talk show when the host was on vacation or whatever. And you've got like a four-hour afternoon drive show, new sports station in Charlotte, WFNZ. Everyone's got to have the fans, FNZ. And for a four-hour show, I might get two calls. And I'm doing this show by myself.
That's a grind.
I have nightmare flashbacks about that. I don't know how I filled one segment, let alone 4 hours.
I remember when
we had nothing to talk about.
Yes.
There was no baseball team. This is off season from the Panthers.
Right?
I mean, the Panthers are new. Hornets are in the off season at that with the Charlotte Hornets. And there was no Major League Baseball. I'm like, what am I going to talk about for 4 hours? Just me and myself.
So I remember when I
terrible.
First got into talk radio.
Bad radio.
Long before I even worked here, I started here. The station flipped to sports in 09, and I was like an assistant reporter, but got to do a couple of nighttime weekend things. Initially here on The Fan, but I was doing talk radio for years and years over at Sirius XM. And I remember very early on when I started doing sports shows, and the first one that I got on an, what I call like an adult channel, I was doing kids talk and teenage sports radio, all this stuff.
I mean, you started when you were seven, four, however old you were.
But when I did my first, it was MLB Network Radio, and it was 4 hours. It was 5 to 9 p.m.
Wow.
And I remember I got like 4 minutes into the segment, and I thought I'd prepared. You know, I'm like, I will have nothing but content. I've got hours written in this notebook. And I'm like 4 minutes into this 15-minute first segment.
And you're done.
And I am ready to peter out. And I'm just staring at the phone bank going,
please.
Please flash. Please. That anxiety when you first start in radio is pretty incredible.
Yes. So from there, I was in Charlotte for about 7 years, did some play-by-play, did a lot of basketball, some baseball. I go to Boston, and I'm the fill-in announcer for the Celtics, but did afternoon talk show with Eddie Andelman. Who was
on that Celtics team? Give me a time frame.
This is Antoine Walker, Paul Pierce.
Oh, okay.
Tony Delk,
Let's
Tony
go.
Battee.
Tony Delk was dropping like 50 every couple of games at one point.
And then seven.
Yeah, I mean,
he'd shoot nothing but threes, but Pierce is really good. Antoine Walker was controversial. He was, you know.
Yes.
Either you
his
liked
shorts
him,
would hang down past like his ankle. You know, his shorts would basically touch his shoe tops.
Yeah, and he would take the most ill-advised threes at any time. So
right.
A lot of people didn't like that. But so this talk, I'm working with Eddie Andelman, who is kind of the godfather of what you're doing. I mean, he had the first sports talk show in Boston. He was the precursor to WFAN and WEEI and WJFK. He was the first. And so he was an older guy, and so I was the young guy. He was the old guy. And we did a show, and this is in the heyday of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry. This is the break the curse, you know, 02, 03, they lose to the Yankees, and 07, 04, they break the curse. And this is around the time that Brady and Bledsoe is going on, and then Brady takes over as the Patriots quarterback. But everyone wants to talk about Red Sox all the time. And so having a baseball team talking sports talk radio, it was every day, even in the offseason. And as Terry Francona would say, it was 162 one-game seasons. It was that intense talking baseball. It was a really fun time to be in sports talk radio, but much different than now. Like, there are very few places where baseball carries talk radio, even though it's a great talk radio sport because there's games every day.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
I mean, so we would deep dive into what the manager was doing and why'd you use this pitcher and why didn't Manny Ramirez not run out that ground ball? I mean, it was Red Sox every day, even as, you know, Brady's, you know, building this mini dynasty early in his career. And, oh, by the way, you know, is it going to be Bledsoe or Brady? And that whole, you know, did Belichick make the right choices? Have we had a final score on that one?
I think he did okay there.
Okay.
We're still waiting on the final results to come back in, but with 94% of precincts reporting, I think he did okay there, yeah, with that
decision. But we were walking in from, you know, through the break room, and one of the salespeople was telling you about, hey, you know, talking about Jaden Daniels and QB1, you know, this is all settled. I mean, no, you want this to drag on.
Right, exactly.
You want five more months of this, because we did Brady Bledsoe for like 2 years, even after Bledsoe was gone.
I actually didn't want this one to drag on, and here's why. And to your point, the news of the day, right, everyone's been hearing it on the station throughout the day, is that Dan Quinn came out first thing this morning at his press conference, and he said Jaden Daniels is going to start the preseason opener on Saturday, a noon game against the Jets. We have been waiting for Daniels to be named starter, and that has not actually happened, but this is a massive step toward that. But it was very weird, Jags, because they came out over the weekend. They answered a question, will Daniels play in the preseason? And Quinn said yes. That's all he said. He said he would play. And then there was a follow-up, why is it important for him to play? But they didn't say he was going to start the game, and he's been splitting reps, not 50-50 anymore, but pretty consistently with Marcus Mariota throughout. And so, number one, I thought that was kind of weird, but you know how you've been around teams long enough. There is this like old school mentality of we have to feign competition, right? We all know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
We all know where it's
going to
end. But if we just name Jaden Daniels the starter, God forbid, how do I ever stand in front of the team? Well, the same way you would have. You just say that we drafted him number two. We guaranteed him, you know, close to $40-plus million. He's going to be the quarterback. But they did name him the starter today, so they passed the test. I was a little nervous. I knew they were going to name him the starter, but until we heard that, I thought, there's no way this charade goes into the weekend, right? But they did it, and I think people being out at camp today were breathing that sigh, that fresh air of relief, because Daniels will get the start against the Jets. But to your point, you know, Brady's a whole different story looking back. But there's nothing like the energy around a football team. Or, you know, you see it with the Nats right now with James Wood. When there's a fresh potential superstar that you can dream on a little bit, I love that we've got Wood with the Nationals, Dylan Cruz at AAA right now. Jaden Daniels is that guy for the Commanders. Fingers crossed, if the Wizards are bad enough this year, maybe Cooper Flagg's their guy. Like, you need that game-changing player that provides hope. And the Nats and the Commanders are checking those boxes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I mean, think back where we were 2 years ago. I mean, the Nationals were losing 100 games, but they were losing games with guys who are, they're not going to be part of the future. I mean, you can lose 100 games in baseball, but if you see that these guys are part of the future, then that's what you can gravitate to as a fan. I can latch on. I can follow this kid now, and I'm going to see him when he's a man and when he is the man. And they've taken that step, and you're seeing that with CJ. And CJ is having some ups and downs this season, but you're like, okay, when this team's good again, this is going to be a dude. And James Wood is that, and there's more dudes coming. And that's been the exciting part of this season. Even as, you know, they were kind of hovering there on the brink in that wild card, you know, jumble about 50, 60 games into the season, they've fallen off that pace. They're not going to the postseason, but there's still reason to go to Nationals Park these last 50 games to see James Wood playing every day and waiting on him to just turn on a ball and hit it like Jesus Sanchez did last night, about 480 up beyond the scoreboard. He's hitting everything, you know, 110 to 115. Once he goes those things elevated, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how far those things fly.
Yeah, when he starts pulling the ball in the air, it's curtains, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, they're playing him almost on the line. He tripled down the line, and it almost got caught. That was wild the other day. For people that didn't see it, bases loaded, three-run triple. It didn't kick up chalk. It was probably 4 or 5 feet to the right of the line in fair territory. But the left fielder almost caught the ball on a left-handed batter.
So you'll appreciate it. You love like the inside baseball portion of play-by-play. So if you've seen, they put up the, and we're on the booth cam here on 106.7. Hi,
that's we're streamed on 106.7 the Fan's YouTube.
So
page.
they have the booth cam on us at Nationals Park, and they used my call of that Wood triple. And if you notice, as soon as that ball is hit, I gave it kind of a big buildup because off the bat, in my mind, I'm going, that's an extra base hit down the line. Just seeing the trajectory of the ball, and all of a sudden it's like, oh no, the left fielder's coming over.
But he's not supposed to be there.
He's not supposed to be there. He's right. About to make a diving catch and ruin this call that I built up to be this huge extra base hit. So Churio makes the diving attempt. Then the ball goes by him. So now the ball's rolling in the corner, and you're figuring this is at least a triple, maybe possibly a four-bagger. So as you're calling baseball on the radio, so you describe that the ball has gone by him down into the corner, you start picking up the runners. Abrams coming around, you know, Abrams scores. Yepes coming around third, he scores. All of a sudden, I look up, and Ruiz is not even at third base yet, and he's like leaking oil coming around third.
He was,
so I
man.
Go lumbering around third, and so when you have a sequential order the way you call things, you do the base runners, then you do the batter. You kind of do them in order: lead runner, second runner, last runner, batter. Well, all of a sudden, Wood, like a streak, slides into third base, and Ruiz is 50 feet from home plate.
I was going to say.
So I go, and Wood's already at third, and now the play, I had to get it out of order because Ruiz almost got thrown out at home when Wood was standing on third base.
Here's how it sounded in real time on 106.7 The Fan.
The 0-1. Swing, a line drive, left field, down the line. It is a diving catch, not made. The ball goes by him into the corner. Abrams scores. Yepes scores. Ruiz is lumbering around third. He's trying to score. Wood's already at third base. The throw home is offline. It's a three-run triple for James Wood. Nationals 4, Brewers nothing.
So good.
So you heard lumbering around third. He's trying. That's kind of like in television when you get this sign,
right.
Stretch. I'm stretching.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be home by now. I want to pick up what Wood's doing. It's like, I've got to come up with something to say because there's a long way to go between where he is and where he's got to be.
Any other runner player on the team would have long scored.
Yes.
But even for K-Bert, though, watching that play, it was shocking how far from the plate. When the camera found him, I thought he might have fallen down
right.
At some point. I mean, it was a tough go of it.
And if Wood had rounded third and tried for the four-bagger, he might have caught him.
Unbelievable.
But that was a fun
studio
play.
Here on Grant and Danny. I want to get inside PBP with you a little more as we go here this hour. But I was out of training camp today, and I knew we were going to be talking. I was thinking about this. So I'm watching. It's very, very hot. I don't know if I've mentioned that. So hot.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm not a guy that sweats. Oh, your boy sweat.
Oh, you had a little Strasburg going back in the day?
Yeah, there was some icy hot situation happening. But I'm watching practice, and I was thinking about it. The difference, you and I have talked about this, between football now, where these preseason games, we whittled it down to 3. I think in the next couple of years, they're going to be playing 18 regular season.
Sure.
It's only going to be 2 preseason games. And of those 2 games, at most, you're going to see players play in one of them. The difference between that and spring training, where even veterans will play seemingly 20-plus times in a month as if that's a necessity. Guys like Ryan Zimmerman did whatever they could to not play in all those games. But it is funny to me that football has gotten to a point where they almost now are going to start seasons, and some teams do. Sean McVay does this with his veterans. We're not playing a single down because the injury risk is too high. But in baseball, you might log some of these guys like 60 at-bats or something.
Easy. I mean, you need 50 to, you know, in some cases, close to 100 at-bats for guys to feel like they're comfortable. And I dial away from football until baseball is over. So, you know, I'll lock in on week one. I'm not following the preseason. And sometimes I do some of those survivor pools. Like, how do you survive week one? Like, literally week one in the NFL has got to be the toughest week to handicap because, you have a new coach like Dan Quinn. You'd love to have, like, you know, 3 or 4 preseason games with everybody playing to get used to his system.
That's a good point because you can keep secrets now. I remember in 2012, I was on the beat with the then Redskins, and we were out at practice every single day. I flew and traveled to every one. There were 4 preseason games, and Griffin played in the first 3 through almost 30 passes. And I mean, I'm spending 70 hours a week around that team on that beat, and I felt like there was nothing we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was one particular practice even where we saw Robert Griffin run like a read option look with a mesh point, keep the ball, go around the edge, which would become the staple of their offense. And I tweeted about it and talked about maybe this is something they'll use him for. And that day, I get called into Mike Shanahan's office. And Shanahan's like, hey, Grant, he like slides a printed version of my tweet across the table. And he's like, this is the epitome of being in the principal's office. And he's like, I prefer you not to talk about, you know, these types of looks for our offense. And I'm like, well, you did it. The fans were there. It was open public. Like,
kind of doing my job.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. He didn't really understand, and I ended up being having a good relationship with him. He thought if you were in the media, you are, like, working for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not in any way, like, you don't pay me, therefore I don't work for you. But anyway, I bring that up to say part of why, as it turned out, he was so upset about that was they kept their entire offense a secret. So week one, they debut against New Orleans, hang 40 points. Griffin throws for 300 yards. They ran an offense we never saw once at practice, in any preseason game. And I think now you're able to do that. Teams are so restrictive. Washington's got 5 open practices for the public. Some teams have 0. The Eagles have 1. That you can, to your point, with the new coach, we have no idea what any of these teams are going to look like. So week one's kind of a disaster if you're trying to figure out what it's going to look like.
But I wonder how, you know, when the real bullets are flying and you're playing games for real and you haven't done that in the preseason, how do teams react to that? I mean, you know, baseball is different. It's an individual sport. Like you go up as the hitter, you're facing the pitcher. You can replicate that in spring training. Now, I mean, the teamwork in baseball might be relays, you know, cutoff situations, bunt defense. But I mean, so much is predicated in the NFL on precision for all 11 guys. I mean, if you have one guy out of place on defense, that can be the difference between you getting a, you know, tackling the ball carrier for a 2-yard game or giving up an 80-yard touchdown. So, I mean, to me, it almost seems like preseason is kind of worthless if no one's even going to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.